Hello, welcome to the Rethink Your Understanding podcast, where we dive deep into transformative insights on leadership, agile, lean, DevOps, value stream management, and flow engineering. I'm your human host, Phil Clark. I've been leading technology teams for over two decades in both eras of software delivery. In each episode, the AI-generated hosts dive into key concepts and insights from my articles and blog posts. While this conversation is generated by AI, there may be occasional errors or misinterpretations that differ slightly from the original material. Join me as we explore and improve our understanding of digital transformation. I hope this inspires you to read the original article and reach out to me to collaborate. You will find a link to the article in the show notes. Also, if you enjoyed today's episode, please like, rate, and follow us on your podcast provider of choice. Your support helps us reach more listeners, and every review counts. Stay tuned for more thought-provoking content, and thanks for being part of our podcast experiment and journey. Today's conversation is a short follow-up to Season 2, Episode 48. In this episode, Beyond the Beyond, AI Across the Value Stream, we explore how artificial intelligence is reshaping software delivery, not as a magic fix, but as a mirror reflecting the strength of your existing systems. Drawing insights from the 2025 DORA report and emerging software engineering intelligence trends, this episode unpacks why AI's real potential lies in amplifying disciplined engineering practices and end-to-end visibility. We'll examine how leaders can move beyond creation and release metrics to apply AI across the full value stream, from idea to operation, turning insight into flow, and flow into measurable business impact. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're jumping right into a quick but really essential follow-up today, diving back into strategic software delivery and, well, the potential of AI.
That's right. Yeah. If you were with us for Season 2, Episode 48, we talked through Phil Clark's original ideas on AI's potential. Today, we're really digging into his follow-up piece, his reflection article. It came out October 11th, 2025 on RethinkYourUnderstanding.com.
And it's called Beyond the Beyond Delivery, AI Across the Value Stream.
Mm-hmm.
So our mission today is, well, it's pretty straightforward. We want to distill Phil's key insights, how AI really impacts these big software systems, and focusing hard on measurement and just being clear with our language.
Yeah, because it's not just about coding faster, is it? It's bigger, organizational change.
Exactly.
And we should probably start with the core idea, right?
Yeah.
Because it frames everything else. AI is an amplifier. Now, crucially, it doesn't like automatically make your system better. It amplifies whatever's already there. So if your software delivery setup is healthy, efficient, you get real speed, real acceleration, meaningful stuff. But if your system is fragmented, messy, maybe dysfunctional, well, AI shines a very bright light on that dysfunction and speeds it up.
Wow. Okay. So it's like holding up a mirror, which frankly could be pretty scary for places with a lot of technical debt.
Definitely sets the stakes high, yeah.
And, you know, we always say this, but do check out the full article on Phil's site. It's concise, great context. But let's unpack the central idea then. AI's leverage is in the system. If AI is just an amplifier, doesn't that mean just grabbing individual tools like, say, Copilot is a huge risk if your underlying system is kind of shaky?
That is precisely the question leaders need to be asking. I mean, the company is seeing the real strategic wins. They treat AI as a system level investment. It's not just a tool for, you know, making one developer faster.
Right.
So if you're only focused on the tool, you ask, how many lines of code did Copilot write? Maybe. But if you focus on the system, the question changes completely. It becomes, how is AI helping our whole team, our whole organization improve outcomes across the entire value stream?
That shift in perspective.
Yeah.
That sounds like the difference between just tinkering and actually getting a strategic edge.
It absolutely is. Tactical versus strategic.
Okay, so for that strategic advantage, the system needs to be healthy first. Phil mentions, I think, four key things. Prerequisites for AI to really work its magic. We probably shouldn't just list them, though. We need to get why AI needs these things.
Exactly. A healthy system, the kind AI can boost, needs, strong engineering practices, working in small batches, solid source control, and active observability. Let's break down why these matter, right?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so strong engineering practices, solid source control that gives the AI clean, high-quality data to learn from. Makes sense, right? AI can't learn effectively from chaos, from messy code repositories.
Right. Garbage in, garbage out, amplified.
Pretty much. Then small batches. That's crucial because AI helps improve flow. If you're working on these huge monolithic chunks of work, AI can't easily spot the friction points or suggest those small, quick improvements.
Okay, so it needs frequent checkpoints.
Yeah, and finally, observability. That gives you the feedback loop, the continuous data. AI needs that to see if its suggestions are actually having an impact on the live system, not just, you know, in the dev environment.
And that connection to good existing practices, that's backed up by research, right? Like Dora findings Phil mentions.
Absolutely. Validated by Dora and others, the big takeaway is AI doesn't fix bad foundations. It just builds faster on whatever you've got, good or bad.
So it's a proportional advantage.
Exactly, proportional advantage. Let's say you have, I don't know, 50% friction in your process. AI might help you release code 20% faster, but now you're just hitting that 50% friction wall 20% sooner.
Ouch. Not really progress.
Not really. But if you have a clean process, maybe only 5% friction, AI could potentially speed up the rest by, say, 30%, and that translates directly into customer value.
Okay. Which brings us neatly to measurement, because you can't manage what you don't measure, as they say. Phil calls measurement and feedback the new leadership disciplines. So in this amplification context, how do leaders use measurement to know if AI is actually succeeding instead of just, you know, speeding up the chaos?
Well, the Dodor research, again, points away from those vanity metrics, things like adoption rates or just counting lines of AI-generated code.
The easy stuff to count.
Yeah, the easy but often misleading stuff. Instead, the focus has to be entirely on measurable outcomes. If AI is part of your system, leadership's job becomes monitoring, measuring, and actively managing how that system behaves. The success metric isn't just, are developers coding faster? It's, is the time from idea to customer value shrinking? And importantly, is quality staying high?
So the focus shifts from the tool itself to the whole system's metabolism, maybe. Its overall health and speed.
Metabolism. I like that. Yeah. AI's real potential isn't just automation. It's in how it can light up those friction points, help teams fix things faster than before. It basically becomes the ultimate bottleneck detector if you use it right.
Which is why the next point Phil makes is so critical. If we're going to measure flow and friction, we need to be super precise about what we're measuring. This leads us to that language clarity issue. The difference between value stream management, VSM, platforms, and software engineering intelligence, or SEI, platforms.
Yeah, this is absolutely vital. It sounds like jargon, maybe, but it's really not.
No, for anyone involved in strategy or buying tools, getting this wrong could be really expensive, right? Let's define them clearly based on Phil's article.
Okay. So VSM, value stream management, that's the holistic view, the big picture. It aims to measure the entire life cycle, from the very first idea all the way through delivery and into operation. Phil mentions PlanView-Viz as an example aiming for this complete picture.
Got it. Idea to operation, the whole shebang, and SEI, Software Engineering Intelligence.
SEI, yeah. Which lines up really closely with Dora metrics, by the way. SEI measures just a segment of that whole life cycle. Primarily the create and release pipeline. Think platforms like LinearB or the metrics from the DX Core 4. They're focused mostly on the developer experience, the efficiency of coding, building, testing, deploying.
Okay, so VSM is the whole river. SEI is optimizing like one specific stretch of that river, the middle part. And here's where we get that moment, right? The constraint problem.
Yeah.
Why mixing these up is so bad. Let's say my devs are using an SEI tool. They're coding like demons. Metrics look great. But the business side isn't seeing faster results. Why?
Because, and this is the core strategic mistake,
right,
where you apply AI must match where your actual bottlenecks are. If your real constraint, your biggest slowdown, is way upstream, maybe your idea approval process takes 6 months, or legal review takes 2 months, and you use AI and SEI tools to make the creation phase 50% faster.
Yeah.
What have you actually achieved?
The developers downstream just wait less. Mm-hmm. But the customer still waits the 6 months plus the 2 months.
Exactly. You've just accelerated a part of the process that wasn't the bottleneck. It feels faster locally, but the overall system speed hasn't changed.
That's a perfect lead-in to Phil's analogy, the four connected tanks of water.
Yeah.
Can you walk us through that visualization? It really clicked for me.
Sure. Imagine your whole value stream, like four water tanks, all connected by pipes. Tank one is ideation, two is creation, three is release, four is operation. Value, like water, needs to flow through all four to reach the customer.
Okay.
Now, if the pipe leaving the first tank, ideation, is blocked or really narrow, that's your bottleneck. If you then pour all your effort, all your AI acceleration into making the water circulate faster inside the second tank, creation.
It doesn't make more water come at the end.
Precisely. You're just swirling water around faster in one tank, creating maybe local efficiency, maybe even burning people out there. While the overall system throughput, the rate water gets to the end customer, is still limited by that first blocked pipe.
You create the illusion of speed, but no actual business value acceleration.
Mm-hmm.
That's the classic local optimization trap, just supercharged by AI.
Exactly right. And this is why the language matters so much when you're talking to vendors or planning your strategy. Phil points out, you know, some excellent SEI platforms offer great insights. They use DORA metrics. And sometimes they might describe themselves using VSM language, maybe for marketing, maybe comparing to broader VSM tools.
Right.
But it's critical for you, the buyer, the strategist, to remember DORA metrics. Most SEI tools, they measure one vital stage, hugely important, but it's not the whole system from idea to value. If your budget says VSM, but you buy an SEI tool thinking it covers everything, you might be misaligning resources against a bottleneck you haven't even properly identified yet.
So Phil's perspective here, it comes from real-world experience, research, talking across the industry. He's trying to be neutral, right? Let's touch on that and his view of the vendor space.
Yeah, his neutrality is really key to his message. He's not selling anything here. He's analyzing what he sees. And he shows respect for the work being done. He specifically mentions people like Laura Tosho for her insights, platforms like PlanViewViz for that comprehensive VSM view, and tools like LinearB and the DX Core 4 for providing those sharp SEI and developer-focused insights. He sees value in each approach, but they are different.
But even with these strong tools focusing on specific areas, there's still a gap, isn't there? Something the industry hasn't quite nailed yet.
There is the sort of holy grail, maybe the gap is getting that complete, truly holistic view in one place. Phil mentions he hasn't yet seen a single platform that seamlessly combines the full system level metrics, the true VSM, end-to-end flow, ND, the team sentiment data.
The people part.
Yeah. We can measure the code flow, the pipeline speed, but integrating how the actual humans doing the work feel about that flow, their friction, their experience, that complete picture is still elusive.
That full people process technology integration, still the goal.
Which loops back perfectly to his main advice. Always, always do your own homework. Deeply understand your own organization's context, your maturity level. And then target your AI investment precisely where your biggest constraint actually lies, not just on the part that's easiest to speed up.
Okay, let's wrap this up. If you, listening right now, could take away just two main things from Phil Clark's reflection, what should they be?
I'd say first, remember AI is fundamentally a system amplifier. It needs strong foundations, good engineering, clear processes to actually deliver positive value. It won't fix underlying issues. And second, be precise with your language and your measurement. Know what you're trying to optimize. Is it the creation stage? That's Ciadora territory. Or is it the entire business system from idea to value? That's VSM.
So what does this really mean for you? Well, when we start describing our systems accurately, when we focus AI's power on the real friction points, AI stops being just a tool to make developers type faster. It becomes a true accelerant for value across the entire system.
Right. Which leaves us with a final thought, maybe something for you to chew on before your next strategy meeting. If optimizing something that isn't the bottleneck is basically pointless, potentially even harmful, where does your organization's true stubborn constraint really lie? Is it upstream in how ideas are generated or approved? Is it midstream in the delivery pipeline itself? Or maybe it's downstream in operations or customer feedback? And the critical part, how certain are you really about that answer right now?
Finding that certainty. Well, that's where the real deep dive begins, isn't it? If you want to dig deeper into Phil Clark's analysis, remember the article is Beyond Delivery, AI Across the Value Stream. And you can find it on RethinkYourUnderstanding.com. We'll catch you next time on The Deep Dive.